I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. The latest news from Gaza raises many difficult questions. How will Christians react? Stick around to find out. Then a look back at 100 years of ministry in China. But first, over 64,000 Palestinians have died in the Israel-Hamas war. Yesterday, a UN inquiry said Israel's war is a genocide. Opinions about this conflict divide people across the world. How should the global church respond?
We are so polarized. If you are not 100% with me, then you are 200% against me. And this is not right. We need to talk. We need to discuss.
Fadi Shariha with the MENA Leadership Center acknowledges the evil present in this war, but he says we don't have to understand every aspect of the conflict. We have to understand what the Bible says.
Remember what Jesus said about peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. We are called to love our enemies. Oh, yes, we need to love our enemies.
He says talking about peace is premature in the active war, but one day, people with great wisdom will have to begin that restorative work. Pray to be a peacemaker.
I am very much concerned about people dying today, but also I'm concerned about the one who did not die next year. They will be filled with so much hatred, agony, trauma. That's why we need to make sure that we are preaching Jesus to those people.
Pray that the gospel of peace in Christ will reach deeper into Gaza and Israel. Learn more from this conversation at missionnews.org. In other news, states across India are toughening up their anti-conversion laws, limiting individuals' ability to practice faith besides Hinduism. About a dozen of India's 28 states have anti-conversion laws, according to Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
It is definitely intensifying.
In the northern state of Uttarakhand, an amendment to existing anti-conversion legislation was passed into law. It introduced more stringent penalties, along with a ban on digital propaganda. This makes it the first state to include digital media in anti-conversion laws. In Chhattisgarh state capital, worship gatherings within private homes are no longer permitted. Anti-conversion laws can also make it illegal to use anything that could be considered allurement to convert others to Christianity. This can include preaching about heaven or hell. Even caring for the poor and dying could be considered a form of allurement.
Christians are being arrested. Leaders are being pressured. They're stopping, you know, these house church meetings. But the positive side is, in spite of all these restrictions, these anti-conversion laws, the pressure and everything that's happening, the gospel is still going forward. You know, in terms of where we go now is prayer. We need to be praying for our brothers and sisters, and then really praying that God will give wisdom to our brothers and sisters in India.
And finally, a look back at history helps us celebrate God's goodness and continual provision. The 1920s and 30s were a turbulent time in China, marked by power struggles between competing factions. China Partners' Eric Berkland says his grandparents were caught in the middle as missionaries in China.
I remember my grandmother telling us that they always were on flight. They had to go from one location to another, trying to evade conflict and war. My grandfather wrote in his memoirs, during my 25 years of ministry in China, we had 10 converts. That's less than one convert per year.
Then came World War II.
Their time was very difficult. My father and his siblings were separated from their parents for 5 years because of the Japanese front. Can you imagine being separated from your own children and continue to do the ministry?
China Partner builds on the legacy of Berkland's grandparents by equipping leaders in the indigenous Chinese church.
Our challenge right now is things have become more restrictive, especially related to what American Christians can officially do.
Pray for open doors. China Partner had to cancel its most recent training session because of government restrictions.
We're hopeful that by next year, we will be able to take teams back over and continue our training ministry.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever wondered how radio can carry the hope of Christ to people around the world? This month, Trans World Radio is giving away a free book called Making Waves. It's packed with powerful stories of transformed lives, unforgettable ministry moments, and clear evidence of God's fingerprints at work. You can get your copy free. Just click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.